Record warm temperatures yet again today. We fell a little short of the record high by a few degrees yesterday, but we still hit 80 degrees, which means it is now more than 7 years since we've gone an entire month without at least one 80-degree day. Yeah, you got to go back to January of 2016, 85 months in a row now. And now, at this point, we'd expect to get the next 9 months easily because we're getting into the warmer time of the year, right? So from March through November, we should expect 80-degree temperatures, at least one. So that's going to move us to 94 months in a row. Then the question will be, okay, in the winter of 23-24, do we extend that streak? Pretty remarkable, all things considered. And today will be another day into the low to mid-80s. Should be several degrees warmer than yesterday thanks to a southwesterly breeze out ahead of an approaching cold front. The record high today, 84. So back in 1990, we should get pretty close. The average high is now up to 67 here in early February, but obviously still way above average and will be a warm night tonight. We'll only drop into the lower 60s as clouds increase and thicken ahead of that front. And we may see the first few showers as early as the morning commute tomorrow. This will be close, but it looks like at least a few showers around the area, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So keep that in mind for tomorrow morning's commute, your first alert. Some potentially wet roads, and they'll be slick in spots because it's been a while since we've had a decent rain in most areas. So you get that oily substance that can develop on the highways when it starts to rain after it's been a while before, since we've had rain. It will be a great natural rinse for our atmosphere. And by that, I mean it'll take some of that pine pollen out, at least for a while. It'll rinse your car, too, free of charge. How about that? As the pine pollen continues to be very high, we get just a little reprieve tomorrow. The weekend, it kind of comes back. We'll have a few showers, especially closer to the coast, but not much rain. And then the pollen will be off to the races again the early and middle part of next week. So tomorrow, the cold front progresses from west to east, and so will the rain. It should be diminishing by 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which bodes well for the late afternoon commute, though it'll likely still be at least damp. Temperatures appreciably cooler. We may manage to get into the upper 60s to low 70s in a few spots the first few hours of the morning before the rain becomes more widespread and the winds shift out of the west and northwest, and then the temperatures should slowly drop through the 60s later in the day. And that'll lead us to kind of a breezy, cool weekend on Saturday and Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun. There'll be a few showers that come in off the Atlantic every once in a while. It's not appearing to be a lot of rain, but at least a threat for a few showers, and the best chance will be from about I-95 to the beaches, and it will be rough at the beaches where it'll be especially windy, winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour inland, but 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts at our beaches. Water temperatures are still only in the lower 60s. It's not really the kind of weather you go out into the water anyway this time of year, with the exception of a wetsuit, which some folks do want to get out there and surf. It will be a moderate to high rip current risk and quite raw, especially at the beaches. And then we'll clear it out again by the early part of next week. So everybody gets at least some rain, it looks like, as this front moves through tomorrow across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Amounts not all that great overall because it'll be moving right along. Amounts averaging a quarter to a half inch, but a few spots may manage as much as between a half inch and an inch of much-needed rainfall. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.